12:52, this is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN. All right, Chicago, one of the big acquisitions out of Chicago Tech last year was SpringCM, was purchased by DocuSign. DocuSign now moving into the city, into those offices. And on the phone line now is Eric Severinghouse, an assistant vice president for solutions integrators and global partner solutions at DocuSign. Eric, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Thanks so much, Steve. I'm happy to be here.
Now, tell me, are you originally DocuSign, or are you originally SpringCM, or what's your origination here?
I am part of the legacy DocuSign team. Okay. The legacy SpringCM team. So I joined SpringCM about 2 years ago when we raised a new round of capital and we brought in some new leadership to accelerate growth. And it went better than expected, frankly, which culminated in our merger with DocuSign that we consummated towards the end of last year.
Was a merger or an acquisition always the goal?
Well, you know, when you're building a tech company that's growing as fast as we are, you're always looking at a variety of different options. And so we were always kind of keeping our eye on the IPO potential. And that was certainly out there.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, we were looking for different partners that we thought could help us accelerate the way that we went to market. And as we got to know DocuSign better over the last year and a half, 2 years, what we realized is that there was really a perfect fit for how we could combine the different organizations, the different technologies and financial resources to go realize really a joint vision that we had developed in isolation from one another. But ultimately, when it came together, it was a really powerful thing.
Well, how is it that the two products fit together?
So we've been partnering with DocuSign for years. SpringCM is focused on contract management. So we help organizations, businesses, nonprofits, government entities. They're trying to get contracts through complex approval processes and things of that nature. DocuSign, obviously the world leader in e-signature. And so when we get to the end of a contract process, there's always that kind of e-signature component, and so we've been working with DocuSign for a long time. What we came to realize is DocuSign's vision was much bigger and much broader, and this is what got us very excited, around how we can modernize the way organizations come to agreement, and this whole idea of what we're calling the rise of the modern system of agreement. And so the idea behind this is, you know, companies and organizations have spent a lot of money modernizing to take their infrastructure to the cloud and to modernize with partners like Salesforce and a variety of others. But they need to modernize the way companies come to agreement with one another, and that's really where we come in. With a combination of Spring's document and workflow technology, as well as DocuSign's e-signature technology.
You mentioned Salesforce, and I mentioned in the beginning that more and more West Coast companies are, if not establishing, expanding their footprint here. Uber Freight, they're hiring hundreds here.
Absolutely.
You were in Chicago before DocuSign's made the acquisition. Tell me about the climate, though. Do you see more West coming to the Midwest? And one, does it matter? And two, if it is happening, why is it happening?
Well, we're seeing it in droves, and it absolutely does. It does make a huge difference. With DocuSign, the biggest driver of what they were focused on was obviously the technology and the culture fit between the organizations. But DocuSign was founded in Seattle, and their headquarters, our headquarters, is now in San Francisco. One of the things that they realized is that having the two primary hubs of the company be solely on the West Coast makes it tougher to do business, you know, all across the country. And so expanding out of the West Coast and eastward had been a stated goal of DocuSign before this merger even took place. That was a function of technology talent, the availability of technology and sales talent, the cost of things like real estate and infrastructure, but even more importantly, the desire to service customers in the Midwest and on the East Coast.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, so Eric, then what is happening now with DocuSign? They're moving into the offices, into your offices, and they're rebranding. Will SpringCM go away as a name, or will DocuSign bring more employees into Chicago, or what's going to change here?
The SpringCM brand remains strong as ever. One of the nice things about being bought by a Silicon Valley company is we get we already got the snacks and we got free drinks and all kinds of stuff being brought in.
They've
done a facelift on the offices, so we got a beautiful. We're in the same space, and in fact, we just took a second floor, doubling our footprint at 180 North LaSalle. DocuSign and Spring will continue to be hiring more employees as we move forward into the future. And DocuSign, we have really sort of stated Spring CM as kind of our third headquarters in the country as the center of gravity and the point of growth for us as an organization.
Eric Severinghaus from DocuSign. Eric, it was great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Hey, likewise. Thank you so much.